Hello and welcome to The Killer Show on 103.2 Preston FM. This is Vix, the Angel of Metal, reporting from Preston and kicking it off with the Holloway Theory with Letters to the Lost. I know the boys are going to be gigging in Birmingham tonight and I wish them all the luck at that gig. Unfortunately, I couldn't get down, guys. I'm really sorry, but hey, I'll get to see you soon. Anyway, we have a good show for you today. We're going to be interviewing a band called Scar. My eyes, don't let the name put you off. They're nice boys, really. And we're going to be talking about their latest EP release, which is called The Machine. So I'm going to go and try and call one of the members from the band. In the meantime, let's get back to the music with one of their label buddies from Transcend Records, which is called Sacred Mother Tongue. They're going to be playing at Satan's Hollow tomorrow. So if you are, you know, up for a good night of good metal and good booze of all places, and also an absolutely fantastic venue, then come down to Satan's Hollow on Princess Street and you will not be disappointed. It's going to be a great night. So get your butts down to the Satan's Hollow for Sacred Mother Tongue tomorrow. And this is a track of yours called Talking to the Ears of the Deaf from their Ruin of Man album, which is released now. Check it out. Alright everybody, that was Sacred Mother Tongue with Talking to the Ears of the Deaf, and I've got their label buddies on the line now. It is Scar My Eyes. Hello guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, are you rocking out at the moment?
We're just getting ready to go to the show actually tonight. We're playing in St. Neots tonight, so we're just basically loading up all the van, but I heard it was Sacred Mother Tongue, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're coming to Manchester tomorrow, which is quite exciting.
Oh, wicked. Okay, yeah, that should be pretty cool.
Okay, so let's basically, talk about the band now. So how did Scar My Eyes form?
A long time ago in a really, really bad town called Royston, in the middle of Hertfordshire, which is in the middle of nowhere. And basically, we just sort of, like, we're in a youth centre, and we just, like, formed from, like, old bands and stuff from school, and basically just met up that way. And then we just had, like, a couple of, like, line-up changes and stuff, which, like, Bear, our drummer, who's sitting here with me as well, sort of, like, and he joined. And, yeah, we've just kind of gone from there, really, just had various line-up changes. So it's been pretty much it, really. It's quite a boring story, really. There's nothing really too interesting about it.
It's not like you got into a bar fight or anything and then you met that way.
No, I wish.
Wish?
Sucker punches in on the members before we joined. That'd have been nice.
Okay, fair enough. But how was it like finding the right members for the right band? I heard that it's quite a task for basically a band.
That can be absolutely torturous. We when Simon joined, we had a vigorous audition process, and there were several people had to come to the house and all this, that and the other, and it just took ages. And then they have to come back again for a second one to whittle out, and then you pick one from there. And that's just finding the correct player, whether you can fit with them socially or whether their hearts in it. That is something that you can only decipher as time goes on. But no, so the lineup we have at the minute seems to be pretty solid. It's been solid like this for about, what, I'd say 2 years now or something like that. Around 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Cool. And what do you think, what makes Sacred Mother Tongue unique to all the metal bands in the scene at the moment?
What, Sacred Mother Tongue?
Scar My Eyes, sorry, I'm not with it today. I've had such a long day, it's untrue.
We just kind of, we just mix a lot of different influences together. Like, we're all into totally, like, weird abstract kinds of music, so it kind of just works. It's kind of, we're quite lucky, really. Like, we're quite melodic, but heavy as well. We try to put a couple of progressive things in there. We try to catch people out, mainly, is what we do. So, but yeah, it's, I don't know. I just, hopefully people will find it different and stuff. We've never really had anybody that's able to pigeonhole us just yet. So that's a good thing, but it's a kind of a double-edged sword as well. So.
And how would you describe yourself to new ears?
6 feet, handsome.
Metal.
Yeah, we're pretty much just a straight up metal band, really. We're heavy, but we're melodic as well. So if you like singing and hopefully, you know, bits of screaming and stuff, because if you don't, you'll hate us. Then yeah, so pretty much. If you like us, then great. But you know, we're trying to make music kind of. I know it's very cliche, but we make music to kind of please ourselves first, and then hopefully it gets received well.
We are the people's metal band.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we're going to be listening to a track now, which is called The Game. And, well, judging by the sound of this track, for certainly, and also the some of the bands are based around Preston, I think you guys will fit in very well.
Good.
Excellent.
Hopefully we'll be up soon.
Yeah, defo, and try and sort that out. But let's get back to the music, and the guys are going to stay on the line for quite a few more cues, and we'll chat in a bit, guys. Is that cool?
Yeah,
no problem.
Cool. Well, check out. This is Scar My Eyes with The Game. Yeah, that was Scar My Eyes with The Game, thinking about it. And I've got them on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Wow, that's a lot more louder.
Pardon?
That's a lot more louder.
Oh, it's a lot louder than the other phone, was it?
Yeah, that's good, though.
That's a good thing. That's good, then.
Okay, cool. Well, let's take it back to February now. I know that you guys won the Scuzz competition to play at Hellfire Festival, which is was at the Islington Academy. How did that come about?
Well, basically, our bass player, Simon, just he put in one of our CDs through to the... through over to Scuzz, and we didn't really know much about it. And then I just about a couple of days before the festival, I literally just got a phone call telling me that, you know, we'd won a competition and that we were playing Hellfire Festival, and I had absolutely no idea what was going on. But yeah, it was really, really cool, and it just like the festival itself was really cool as well. Like, I totally didn't expect, you know, I think it was out of got a couple of thousand bands or something like that, and we got through. So it's pretty chuffed, really.
That's awesome, that. And how did you get involved with Transcend Records? Because I know that that's the label that you signed to.
Well, about 3 years ago now or something like that, we went on tour with Sacred Mother Tongue. Our manager at the time kind of sorted that out. And then we just kind of got on really well. And obviously we met Rob, who was the label boss, that way. And then we just sort of kind of kept in touch for a bit. And then we released our EP that's about to come out. And obviously we just kind of sent it through to him, and he, you know, kind of liked how it sounded and whatever, and just decided he wanted to try and release it for us and help us out. So it was kind of, you know, easy. It was quite smooth how it all worked out, really.
It must be chuffed where they, you know, went smoothly and stuff.
Yeah, it was really just a really quite easy, smooth process. Like, but yeah, it was just kind of an odd situation for us at the time, because obviously we were always trying to, you know, better ourselves and try and get our stuff out to as many people as we can. And it just kind of worked out really nicely for us. And Rob's a top guy as well, so you know, he's really helped us out along the way. So it's really kind of nice.
That's absolutely wicked. Now, tell me more about this EP that you're going to be releasing. Evidently, we're going to be playing some tracks on the Killer Show today. But just basically tell me about, you know, the process from the beginnings to now.
Well, basically, we recorded it with Dan Weller and Justin Hill, who used to be in a band called Sick. And they basically recorded our first CD and this CD. And basically, what we did is... we obviously just contacted them, went in there, and they were just really cool. They just kind of understood exactly what our sound was. And it just kind of... we wrote the songs, like, over the course of a couple of years, really, and we just decided that, you know, they would be the best ones to release at the time, and we just kind of recorded as many songs that we could, you know, with the money that we had. And then, yeah, it's just, like, I don't know, it's kind of almost like a little greatest hits on an EP, I suppose.
I know you did push back the release date from I think it was like late May to June. Why?
The artwork wasn't ready. The design that we used, unfortunately, just wasn't familiar with the templates that we've sent. And then and we changed the artwork a little bit. And then unfortunately, the old artwork went out in the end because we just didn't have time. But yeah, it just didn't meet the deadlines, unfortunately, so it just had to get pushed back. It was only a couple of days, really, but it was supposed to be May 25th, but it's now June the 8th, so, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of worked out a bit better anyway, really, because we've had a lot of stuff to sort out, so the release is going to be a lot stronger now, I think.
Okay, cool. I mean, look, I'm looking at the artwork now, and I don't know if you've ever seen a film called Little Shop of Horrors.
No, not really.
Has any of the band seen Little Shop of Horrors?
I don't believe so. They're actually packing up gear at the moment, so I'm just sort of holding the fort at the moment. But yeah, I don't believe so.
Okay, all right. Well, basically, it's quite a good stage production, and also FOMO as well, if you like Rick Moranis. But it looks like a giant plant. I can't remember what the plant's called, but basically it eats bugs, but this one eats people. But it's like a machine version. It looks like that.
Oh, right, I see, yeah. Because it's just, obviously the artwork's just kind of like a biomechanical seed. So it's like, it's just the cross-form is obviously like human life and, and plant life. Because basically that's pretty much what the whole EP is about. It's obviously like just the game of life, and how everyone lives it. So
each to their own on living life.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how what it's all about. It's why it's called This Machine, because like everything has kind of been, everything that was kind of like natural and stuff has all become really machine life now. So like everyone, like the whole generation has just become really like lazy and everyone's kind of lives through technology now, and it's just kind of it's just social commentary, really. That's what it's all about.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we're going to listen to another track from this EP, and you're going to stay in the line for some more cues. Is that okay? While you're packing your van.
Yeah.
You're multitasking. I have to applaud you for that.
Sorry, love.
You're multitasking. I have to applaud you for that.
Yeah, we're trying to get everything done at once. It's really difficult.
Okay, well, we're going to go into a song break. Everybody, wrap your ears around this because it's absolutely awesome. Okay, guys, that was Scar My Eyes with Through the K-Hole, and I've got the band on the line. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the road now.
Yeah, we're on the road now.
It's through
the country.
It's quite cool, though, because it's like a running commentary. Like, you were at the house, and now you're, like, getting your kit together, and now you're on the road.
Yeah. If you play your cards right, we might even be at the venue.
That'd be quite fun, that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, as we were discussing it off air, about the song that we just played, can you basically tell us about what that song was about?
Basically, what it was about is in Royston, which is where I live. There was a friend of mine who basically just got himself messed up on taking drugs, which is a specific drug called ketamine. And basically, it's when you overdose on ketamine, it's called being in a K-hole. So basically, the lyrics are all circulated around kind of like likening him to his, a little girl who's had his like first like hit on drugs and how like it spirals through it. That's basically what it is. There's a line in there that says, whatever the outcome, we lose. And that's basically what it's all about, really. Like, no matter what, no matter what on drugs, you're always going to lose. That's pretty much the vibe of it.
And as you said earlier on, the whole like theme throughout the EP was basically about life.
Exactly. It's just all about how you live your life and how you go through it. So like that part, for example, is Through the K-Hole is obviously about like ketamine, which is basically horse tranquilizers. That's basically what they are. But obviously it's made like all natural ingredients and things like that, so it's kind of like another way of how we use the earth, but we use it for bad things. But we're not a political band or anything like that. We're not all about this global warming thing or anything like that, but there are certain things obviously that that we do notice, and things like that, and it's just a bit of, as I say, social commentary, really.
Okay, well, let's talk about another kind of drug. I've heard people describe it, which is adrenaline. And when you try out new material at gigs, are you like nervous when you play it to the fans? Or because to me, I think the fans are the real critiques of the metal, industry and world. And or are you excited, that they get to hear some new stuff?
Yeah, definitely. It's do you know what? It's a bit of a double-edged sword, really, because well, obviously when you play some new stuff, you kind of get those people just kind of gawming at you, just looking at you like, what you're going to do. basically. And that's pretty difficult, but I mean, it's nice that people are kind of sitting up and listening, you know, that's the nice thing about it. But it's, I don't know, playing new stuff is always better for us, because, you know, it breaks up the monotony of playing the same songs you have been for the last couple of years. So hopefully that comes across in the live performance as well.
I mean, that's another thing that's the worst thing about being a band, you know, if you haven't got a new release yet, you know, and you are gigging the same songs over and over again and stuff. But it kind of adds some spice to the set as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what I quite like about, you know, the like things like that as well, is just that, especially with the new people that listen to you and stuff, is it gives you it's a bit of a challenge, you know, it's nice to win over new people, and you know, and recently that's been working out really well for us, so, but yeah, we just really enjoy what we do, and hopefully it just comes across live, you know, because as you say, like, the fans are the main reason for, you know, metal's kind of like survival, really, you know, across the genres and across the times, you know.
And also as well, I hear that you're going to be on tour this summer, and so how's the gig booking going?
Well, we don't know just yet. I mean, it's been handed over to a booking agent who's booking that up for us. So we'll probably find that out in a couple of weeks. But we're just going to be trying hitting up everywhere that we can, all the way across the UK. So hopefully maybe Preston might be involved. But I know there's a couple of key places that we're definitely looking for. Like, for example, Brighton, Manchester, places like that. That's the main kind of places we want to go to the cities.
Give a running commentary on what's happening on the bus right now.
Bear is pretty much just lounging around doing nothing right now, and waving oddly. Neil's driving, so he's pretty much smoking, I guess.
I can shout if you want.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I mean, everyone just kind of shout or something.
What, do you want me to shout?
Pretty much. I mean, to be honest with you, being on the road is pretty boring. There's not much to it.
Let's talk about the music video now, because we have to keep to a time schedule here on The Killer Show. I know that you were making a music video for Hope in Silence as well, I think around about April time. So tell me about making the video.
Okay, well, basically, we shot the video up in Bolton with a company called Sitcom Soldiers.
Bolton, did you say?
Pardon?
Bolton.
Yeah, Bolton. Yeah, it was like it was just literally before we went Chips and Groovy. Literally just before we went on tour the day before.
Is in Northwest Bolton?
I don't really know. I think it was pretty, yeah, like right up north. Yeah.
Oh, right up north. Sorry.
But yeah, it's not a little place really. But we went in there. We went to a place called the Soundhouse in Bolton.
Yeah, that's Northwest Bolton. I've been there.
Yeah, and we used the back room in there. We sort of like painted it all black, and we basically just kind of wanted like an otherworldly kind of environment to it. And like, obviously they kind of helped us realise our vision really, and you know, the video will be going up like on the internet and hopefully on, like, you know, obviously the music channels and things in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, I mean, everyone will be able to kind of hopefully see how that works. But yeah, we're just like really, really, really pleased with the video and it turned out, so hopefully everyone will enjoy it.
What was the concept for the music video? I mean, describe it more.
Well, basically, it's just kind of like, it's just a completely like blacked out room, and there's like bits of like singing in their own heads, playing inside their own minds. Because basically, what the song was about, it was about like, I used to have like really bad kind of sleeping patterns, and I basically had like anxiety attacks every now and then. And when I was younger, I didn't quite understand them, so I always thought I was going to die. And so I was, you know, only young. So then I kind of wrote the song about that, and then so basically what I wanted to achieve is, we just kind of wanted to achieve like an environment where like everything was dark, so it was just kind of like, I don't know, just like another worldly environment, so it's all just a completely blacked out room, just white light and like loads of haze and stuff. So
cool. And repeat when we might get to see it.
Should be in the next couple of weeks, really, in whatever medium that might be. It could be on the TV, but it will definitely be up on the internet. So
probably a launch through MySpace then.
Yeah, pretty much MySpace, YouTubes and things like that. But then obviously the video is also being sent out to Scuzz, Kerrang, MTV, etc. Hopefully it'll get played on there.
And maybe it could get a video of the month on angelometal.com.
There you go, hopefully so, that'll be wicked.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Now, let's hear this song, actually. It's quite exciting, and everybody tried to remember, like, a dark place in your time, and yet, you know, it is another world and stuff like that. And the guys are going to stay in line for a few more cues, and hopefully we'll be at the venue for our journey.
Hopefully, we'll see how it goes.
Awesome, we'll check out this track. This is Hope in Silence. Okay, that was Scar My Eyes with Hope in Silence. And we've got another band member on the line at the moment. It's Bear. Hello?
Hello, you all right?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. We're just going past a really bad accident on the A1. Some guy's just gone over the central reservation.
Okay, so if there's anybody in Preston who is on the A1 at the moment, then there is a traffic jam on there. So I would suggest that you go roundabout.
Yeah, don't get stuck behind us, our van's rubbish.
How is it rubbish?
Oh, it's an old LDV. You know those really rubbish ones the post office used to use?
Yeah.
And them, and it's all full of dust and rust and smells funny.
Yeah, but that's for being in a sweaty band.
Yeah, basically. It's for the sweaty men every night, so... Sounds a bit odd, but never mind.
Awesome. Well, towards the end, we're coming up to 50 minutes end left of the show now. Now let's talk about all like these networking sites that bands seem to be using at the moment. And you're quite a relatively new band to the scene. So what do you make of all these like networking sites like MySpace and Facebook and stuff?
I think they're really good. I mean, obviously MySpace was one of the first major ones, and I think that's it served its purpose now. Not a lot of people use it. It's more about Facebook, but MySpace definitely revolutionised how people view the music industry and how accessible music is, you know. I think obviously some of the bigger labels and the bigger artists are losing out, but I think it's only a good thing for bands of our size and, you know, even bands bigger than us, because a lot more people can listen to us before they make the judgment to go out and buy the EP or see us live and that. It also keeps us on our toes because it knows that we have to make sure we are really good and we can't just produce a great album or whatever and then be rubbish live like some acts. We have to make sure that we're good both, because some people see us live, not be good, so they kind of look at the MySpace, buy the EP when they can, or buy the merch, and vice versa. It's really revolutionised everything. It's really good.
What do you think about the digital movement now in the music business?
I think it's a good move. I mean, I still personally go out and buy a CD if I really like the band. For instance, I mean, it's a bit of an odd CD to buy for a metal drummer, but I really like Green Day, so I went out and bought the new CD. I could have gone to iTunes, but I don't think there's anything quite like having it in front of you, looking at the artwork, looking through the booklet and that. But then there are a good few albums that I buy on iTunes and things like that. And I think, again, it's made music very accessible. Sometimes, you know, if you go onto iTunes and that, they've got the recommended bit, and there's a load of bands on there that you've never heard of. But you think, well, hang on a minute, I might try it out. I think it's only a good thing. I think it's all positive. A lot of people in the music industry view it as a bad thing simply because of lost revenue. I only view it as a good thing because I think it makes the industry a lot more accessible for everybody out there.
For sure. And also, I mean, the thing is, though, I like Facebook because I myself use it, and also the Twitter as well, which is quite good for 140 characters, whatever like that. But with MySpace, you get to actually, like you said, listen to the band before you actually get to purchase the CD, so you can make up your mind as well. But you got to think about, like, CD sales and stuff like that. I mean, do you think, as a band that is quite new to the scene, are you, like, benefiting from it?
I think we are personally, yeah. I have to say, if, you know, when you go back in time and look at bands like Metallica, how they did it, it was all about the live shows. It was all about getting their cassettes out there to people. For us, they get exposure to, I don't know, a few thousand people in their local city. But for us, by being on sites like MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, or what have you, we've got access to the whole entire world, and I think it's made us grow faster, simply because we've been able to kind of get out there. And, you know, sometimes when you're bored, you're just playing around on the internet looking for things to do, and I've come across some really cool bands that I never heard of before through MySpace or Facebook, and being invited to that show and being invited to that show, you know, all things like that. I think it has helped us definitely grow. I think it's helped everything grow generally for smaller bands.
Cool. Who would you say your idols are?
Is that again, sorry?
Who would you say your idols are?
It's a hard thing to say because as individuals, we're quite diverse. I know that we've got a lot of different influences, but I'd probably say, you know, people like Dimebag. For me personally, it's Mike Portnoy, who's a drummer from Dream Theater. I know Bart's got his personal favourites. He's quite into Jonathan Davis from Korn and things like that. So we're quite diverse across the board. But I suppose a band that would inspire us as a whole would probably have to be Pantera.
Now, what's next for the band?
Well, obviously get this EP out there and hopefully push that as much as we can. We've got a summer tour in the works, which we're really looking forward to. And hopefully we're sort of planning to maybe have an album out in the next kind of year or so to follow up the EP. Obviously, we don't know quite where we're going to be. You have to kind of take it as it comes. But we're planning big things. We just want to do as much as we can with as much time as we can, just really work ourselves silly, as it were.
Would you say the EP is a nice introduction to a possible new album that you're going to be releasing soon?
Yeah, I mean, every time we release something, it changes a little bit, obviously, because we kind of mature musically, what have you. But I think what you hear on the EP, you're going to get more of and better on an album when it comes out.
Thank you, guys, for taking time out. I know we haven't reached you at the venue yet, which I'm quite gutted at.
We're still quite a bit off. We've just got cut up by a Sainsbury's lorry. That's nice. Thank you.
Awesome. Check out more on these guys on myspace.com/scarmyeyes. And is there any other websites out there that you're on?
No. MySpace is good for me.
Awesome. And you can find all the band members from that, so you can stalk them.
Great.
Thank you so much, guys, for taking time out to do this interview, and we'll defo be in touch and hope to see you in the Northwest soon.
Yeah, excellent. We will do. We'll be up soon, hopefully.
Awesome. We'll check out more on the myspace.com/scarmyeyes. This is me signing out for now.